The next technique, combine a new first mortgage and pledged assets. In this technique, assume you have equity in some real or personal property, for example, stocks or bonds or other securities, maybe a home, a boat, investment property, an automobile, or even vacant land. You can use these assets as collateral for a mortgage that you would offer the seller. This technique is a good alternative to the new first mortgage and seller second mortgage technique. Under this technique, the seller is given collateral in an asset other than the property being sold. You can also establish credibility by demonstrating that you have assets. You may encourage the seller's acceptance by pledging an asset that is free from any liens and will put the seller in first position in the case of default. Make certain you include a substitution of collateral clause in the mortgage. Okay, for this technique, let's look at the situation, the sources, and the strategy. The situation is that you want to buy a property with no money down and you have existing equity and assets, such as stocks and bonds, a home, automobile, vacant land, whatever. The seller is willing to take a promissory note and mortgages on the equity in your existing assets in lieu of a cash down payment on the property. The sources are the equity you have in personal assets and real estate, the seller, and an institutional or private lender as necessary. The strategy is to give the seller a promissory note in lieu of cash for the down payment on the property you want to buy and secure the note with a mortgage on the assets. Use seller financing or a mortgage from an institutional or private lender to pay the balance of the purchase price. Let's take a look at an example. You want to buy a two-unit property that's on the market for $200,000 on which exists an $87,000 mortgage. The seller's equity is $113,000. $200,000 asking price minus an $87,000 mortgage gives the seller $113,000 in equity. To use this technique, you'd first create a promissory note and mortgage in the amount of $40,000 secured by equity and property that you own, maybe another piece of real estate, for example. Second, offer the $40,000 note to the seller as a down payment on the two-unit property. Third, obtain a $160,000 first mortgage on the property from an institutional or a private lender. The combination of your promissory note, $40,000, and the first mortgage of $160,000 gives the seller the full $200,000 asking price. As an alternative, you could try to get the seller to take your $40,000 note and a $160,000 wraparound mortgage. You might even offer a little bit higher wraparound mortgage as an incentive for the seller to do this. I'll be describing wraparound mortgages in a moment when I talk about this in a later technique. When you buy this property, you will immediately have $40,000 in equity due to the $40,000 mortgage that is secured by the existing assets that you used as a down payment. If the seller of the two-unit property is concerned about not receiving any cash at the closing, you can show him or her how to convert the note and mortgage into cash by selling it to someone else. You may also try to sell the note yourself or obtain a secured loan or use a credit card for a down payment. One final comment about this technique. If you have a dead asset, for example, a timeshare, a boat, or a piece of vacant land, you could actually use those assets as a down payment on property, and you'll probably get a much greater price for them than you would if you tried to sell them in the open market.